strategy, something every trader knows they need, a word that's plastered on everything related to trading, and it's being pushed as the most important thing, and traders naturally are really eager to have a strategy as a result, and they tend to commit the same mistake over and over of rushing directly into sim trading, where they fail. That right there is a recipe for failure right off the bat. Strategy creation is a process, and today I'm going to list a 9-step process of how you can create your next strategy to be a winner like professional traders. You are listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast designed to transform your mindset to a success machine. From psychology to strategy, expert guest interviews, and everything in between, this show is for traders by traders. I am your host, George Papazov, and I've been trading for over 21 years. I've also taught over 100,000 traders, and I'm here to help you next. So let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Trade Pro Academy. All right. Hello, Trade Pros. Welcome back to this episode. This is going to be a huge one. We're wrapping up 2021. The end of the year is fast upon us. And with a new year is an opportunity for you to come back as a new you, a better version of yourself with some strategy review and really creating a new strategy and or revising your current one. So this is what we're going to focus in today's episode. Remember to smash that subscribe button so you never miss another episode in this show. Now, before we begin, I got to say this one might be slightly longer. I do aim to go into the 30-minute marker at the top end, 35, 40-ish, but I'm going to give you the quality here over the quantity. Keep it focused, but it could go a little bit longer. All right, so the first step in the trading strategy creation process is really starting with an idea, right? It doesn't have to be a good idea. It doesn't have to make sense. It just needs to be an idea of some kind of hypothetical edge that you think you can get over the market. Now, I personally have dozens of ideas that pop up. I trade on a daily basis. And what does that mean? That means throughout the day, I say to myself, hey, I wonder if I could do this. Would this be profitable? And these ideas live in something called the parking spot on Google Docs. And I have these at all times for different ideas for trading strategies. It doesn't mean I'll ever do them all. All right. But it's really great to collect and store your thought process for a future date. All right. And so I have a parking spot for trading strategy ideas. And I add on there regularly. Some of them I improve. Some of them I actually put to action. Others I don't. So here's some example of ideas. Hey, I wonder how many points the average stop loss is below a value area low in the reversal days. All right. If you ever thought that to yourself while you're trading, jot it down. All right. That can be a strategy by itself. All right. So hang on a second. Let me jot it down. Recently, I want to implement a more mechanical trading system for myself. So I took advantage of the early volatility at the open. You know, I found that I was personally missing a lot of trades early on, the first moves. Then on slower days, I'd be clawing and scratching in the chop market conditions to try to make some money. Because I missed the first part of the day, and you know, I used the first part as information. I used to sit there and wait around for the first 5 minutes. But oftentimes, that is the opportunity. You know, the first 30 minutes of an open after a new US session is where your prime bread and butter is. And so a lot of times this year, I found myself on the sidelines through the main opportunity. And then when it got choppy and sideways, I was like, okay, I'm ready to trade. So, you know, this idea came up as a need. I'm like, I need to be a little more active earlier on, but I need to have a defined strategy. I can't just start swinging the bat at, you know, pitches that make no sense to swing at. So your best ideas will fill some kind of need in your trading. For me, it was the need to capture some of the early volatility. All right. Other ideas, you know, your schedule. Maybe you got to do an evening trading strategy or lifestyle, right? Your discipline. Maybe you have to find a strategy to improve your discipline conditions. All right. And most importantly, market conditions, they do change. So what you have right now is a working profitable strategy isn't going to be that for the rest of your life. So you got to constantly stay on top. So number one, and the first step of creating a strategy is starting with an idea. Any idea, it doesn't have to be good. Jot it down, and I recommend doing this throughout the year by having a parking spot. All right, so step number two here is to create a one-pager. All right, and this is a step that everyone misses. Right away, they open up the sim account, they start clicking and buying and selling because it's exciting. But without direction or strategy, it's just a blurry mess of an idea in their mind. Right, you need to have your idea written down so you can print it. So once you get past the first step of having an idea, It's time to explore that on a one-pager and to think about the idea deeper before you start getting in sim and actually trying to trade this, all right? Don't start with, you know, where am I going to enter the market? That's the ego trying to come out. That's the ego trying to identify, hey, when am I going to be right? I need to be right to be profitable, right? What you actually want to start with are your filters for your strategy. When won't you do this strategy? All right, what this idea is not. And, you know, and this is important at the beginning so you don't really turn your idea into something completely different than what your first thought was. Because I've done that too. I've been in the place where, you know, I want to have this idea for the opening range. Before I know, I'm actually on sim backtesting something that had nothing to do with the opening range. So I got excited. Why? Because I wasn't really ever focused and directed towards one area because I didn't write it down. So on your one pager, start with, you know, what are going to be the filters? When won't I trade this? And that's an important way to go backwards with this. All right. Keep these filters as simple as possible. They don't have to be complex. All right. It just, you need a one pager overview to give you some guidance as you're going to test this thing in the next few steps. And now the second step is actually, hey, let's detail the entry criteria. What will have to happen such that this risk is worth the opportunity? All right. And in these detailed, in this section rather of the entry criteria, you want to define the qualifiers first and foremost. All right. What will have to happen such that this setup triggers an entry for me? And then in that one pager, you also need execution details. When will you pull the trigger? How many contracts will it be on? Will there be two entries? All right. Will there be three entries? When will you put them on? This is what the one pager is all about. It's kind of like an investment policy or a directive for yourself of what to do. It's instructions. This is the boss handing down the employee and telling them this is the work you're going to have to do. What you're also creating here is, you know, what you're going to measure your performance against with this one pager. So you're going to need the filters. When will I not do this trade? When will I do it? When will I get in? What's my trigger to get in? All right. How will I execute in very specific instructions? You're going to need to put an initial stop, trailing stop. Are you going to use OCOs? All right. Have a level of automation to start so you can get yourself some data. And trust me, you're going to be adjusting this. It isn't like what you put here right now on this one pager based on your idea is going to be what you're going to be trading for the rest of your career, right? This is just an idea. At this point, it's rough. All right. But it does still need to be detailed. And once you're done this, and by the way, in the show notes of this podcast, I will include this stuff for you as a reference for some strategies I'm working on at the moment. All right. So now that you've done your one pager, congratulations, it's a big step. And I can almost guarantee you that results that you're expecting are going to be different. I guarantee you the results will suck based on that one pager and will somehow be way worse than you thought in your most optimistic scenario in your mind when you came up with the idea for the strategy. But you know what? That's perfect for this step. There hasn't been very many times where I've had, you know, this massive winning strategy just pop up. I put it on paper, test it, and it's gold. A lot of the times I've had to actually go and revise it, all right, capture the information, and then find the opportunity to improve this strategy. So now that we're here, we have a one-pager. What's step number three? Well, step number three is we have to backtest this strategy, preferably with software. I mean, look, you could go and open up TradingView and just click the next candle button, all right, manually. And you know, that's good. But the problem with that is if you leave it up to yourself to manually test it, you may not get the accurate result. Because in the real time, you'll start to disqualify trades. Say, well, I don't want to do this one. I want to do more of this one. And really, that's not what you're after. What you want to do is take the advantage of technology, all right, and put it to your benefit. You only have two options really for this. Number one, learn how to write script in your software's programming, all right, language. So, you know, thankfully, most of these are pretty simple. And, you know, it still takes time to code your strategy that you're going to backtest. If you can't do it or don't have the time to learn, that's what your capital is for. You could pay someone to write this script for you. There's a lot of developers and programmers that know the script of your platform. You just got to find them, and you can find them online in any community. All right, our community at TradePro has got a ton of, you know, technologically brilliant minds, coders, people who could write script for you. Obviously, it'll come at a cost. Everyone's time is valued at something. All right. But it's absolutely critical that you run this back test before you're proceeding. All right. You have to be the operator. No one should do this for you. And what I mean by that is get somebody to code it, but don't let them run it for you and send you the results. To say, hey, here's what your strategy did. You don't want that. You want them to give you the script and you want to execute it, right? Because think about this. You're putting live money at play. Do you really want to trust somebody else running this for you and to start making assumptions and changes based on the results that you never did yourself? Get them to write the script, but you execute it. And here's how you test with software. People make the mistake to backtest, you know, with software in the hand-picked scenario with the most optimistic markets, right? Because it's your idea. Ultimately, you want this idea to be good. You want to turn it into a money-making strategy, right? So what you'll do is you find and handpick the market conditions that are absolutely the best for this strategy in your mind. Well, see, that's wrong. What you want to do is run it through four different market conditions. Okay, number one, you want to do a randomly selected time period. If you go to Google, type in random number generator, you know, Google will help you out. Just pick three or four time periods, label it 1, 2, 3, 4, and whatever Google comes up with the random number generator, that's the period you use. All right, period number two, you want to do it in a huge market rally. Run your strategy through one of those bullish markets, kind of like right now, right? Every dip is getting bought and it's working. Because this will give you an idea of what does it look like if you stretch it to the absolute extreme of bullishness. And then the third type of market condition you want to test it in is a huge market sell-off, right? Identify, hey, if this market continues dropping relentlessly, how does a strategy perform? All right. And then lastly, in the fourth market condition you want to backtest with your software is trading consolidation. This is like the consolidation where the market doesn't move. This is what you wake up sweating to and you can't sleep. This is your worst nightmare type of market condition. Because what now you get is, I have this idea, right? I've paid somebody to code it for me, or I've coded it myself. I've run it in all the market scenarios and conditions. Plus, I have a randomly generated one. All right, that's kind of like your placebo effect, if you will. And now you look at the results. All right, it's going to be important to know, does this strategy do well in bullish markets? Does it do well in bearish markets? Does it do well through consolidations? Are you going to find one strategy that works great for all four market conditions? Probably not. All right. And if it does, you're probably missing something. All right. There are no strategies that do high performance in all market conditions. This is why you're going to have multiple strategies eventually following this process. Identify the strength of that strategy and the weakness by putting it through a back test in these four periods. All right. And then this way you'll know, when should I turn it on? When should I turn it off? All right. But so far for step three, all we've really done is gotten to the point where we've backtested the software. Backtested with software, rather, we have the market condition, and on that market condition, you have the results. Four different data sets of information in the four different market types for the one pager you generated. So what do we do next? Switch on live and start trading it? I wish, but no, not yet. There's still a few more steps. Step number four is a process I call ARS. Now, you know, you do this to protect your ARS, and this is my own little terminology, but ARS stands for, you know, it's a slang for but. No, I'm kidding. It stands for analyze, then reiterate or scrap. This is called A/RS. You know, this is exactly what it sounds like. You have four data sets, analyze them, all right? Remember, very rarely are they going to be what you actually hoped for, but this isn't a business of hoping. This is a business of taking what it is, massaging it, editing it, going through different reiterations, and getting to the point where you have something that's a winner with an edge. If your results are super amazing off the get-go, all right, your strategy might be too handcrafted for the conditions that are right now. So you might have, you know, hey, this market's been bullish the last 3 months, so I'm only going to buy. Okay, well, where will I buy? Let me look at a chart of 2 months ago. Okay, right here, right here. The strategy you might have created is great for right now. And this is one of the early signs that, you know, be careful. If the performance is too fantastic, it might be handpicked for what you've already traded through the last month. And, you know, this is important. Your back test period needs to be pretty long. You want to get at least 6 months to a year of information, all right? And That's 6 months to a year of a certain market condition. So if your results are too great, double check them. I'm not trying to hamper your excitement here. All right, you want good results, but if they're too good, make sure you aren't missing something. Just double check it before you proceed forward. Because remember, your live money is going on this pretty soon at this stage of the process. So now you have the results, great or not. All right, there's only two options that you have at this point. Okay, number one is you've already analyzed, but the two options come with the R and the S. Reiterate. You know, you could look at the strategy, say, hey, based on the data, I see potential in this. I just need to make a few changes. Now, they'll be very obvious and apparent by the performance stats if you know how to judge a strategy success. Now, in order to really be able to evaluate a strategy for success, you have to know what performance metrics to use. Otherwise, you know, your version of success might end up being a disaster in the market. All right. So then really, you know, the question is what performance metrics you want to use. I've helped you out with that. We actually have a podcast on this show right here, Mind Over Markets. And the podcast name is called Performance Metrics You Need to Be Using. It's pretty eloquently and mystically titled, I would say. But if you want to head on to our website, go to podcast.tradeproacademy.com. There's a nice little search bar there on the top right. And you could go in there and pop those words in, performance metrics you need to be using, or check the show notes. I'll link them there as well. And what you could do from there is really get an understanding of, okay, now I know how to evaluate a strategy like a professional trader. So based on the metrics, you're either going to need to reiterate your strategy, meaning improve it. All right. You look at the numbers, maybe you're winning too many trades, but they're not happening often enough. And the ones you lose have a lot of risk. All right. Well, those performance metrics would tell you that. Maybe you're holding on to losers too long the way you've automated it. The performance results would also tell you that when you're looking at the right metrics. The other option is, aside from reiterate, is, you know, this idea is just totally out of whack, or you lost interest and passion in it based on the numbers. Metrics are too horrible. You know, it just doesn't look good. You don't think this is going to be a winner. Send it to the graveyard. All right. And this is it. Strategy process completed. On to the next one. Yes, I understand you paid money to get somebody to help you code this. But at the end of the day, whatever you paid somebody to code is going to be multiple less than what you're going to lose on this strategy to find out that it wasn't the right one for you. All right. I'd rather take the loss on the coder than take the loss in the market where it affects my, you know, mentality and performance. All right. So if you've reiterated the strategy, or if you do need to reiterate it and you move on with this, if you decide it's dead, then this is it. End the process. Go to the parking spot and find some other ones to work with. All right. If you are reiterating, now it's time to deep dive into the analytics. All right. Change your filters, change the entry, change the scaling of it, change your stop loss, change anything that's necessary on the one pager. All right. To really try to fix those inadequacies that are told to you by the performance metrics. And now what you got to do is contact that developer again and say, hey, could you recode it for me to do this? Now, here's a little tip. If they code it the first time, little strategy adjustments like this, you should learn to know code well enough in order to make these changes yourself. Because you could be doing this process 5, 6, 10, 15, 100 times. And once they've coded it, unless there's major changes to the structure, you're just tweaking parameters. You should know the code well enough to do that. It's pretty simple. All right. If not, that's okay too. While you're learning, if you don't have time to put aside to learn it now, get somebody to help you with this and recode it once again. All right. So basically, at this point, repeat steps 2, 3, and 4 until you get a working strategy. What are those steps? To review them very quickly. Start with an idea that you're interested in developing off your parking spot. Create a one pager for that idea with all the details. All right. Step 3, backtest it with software. Step 4, arse it. Analyze and then decide to reiterate or scrap. And really, you know, a lot of my strategies have died at this point. I look at the preliminary results and I'm like, look, I could probably adjust it. I could tweak it, could modify it. But I know deep down that I'd just be like, you know, throwing good time after bad. It's like, I could do it, but it's not, this isn't it. It's not fire. It's not potent. It's not potential. and I'm really just spending my time trying to fix something that isn't even worth it. All right, this is where a lot of your ideas are going to die, and that's okay. It's fine, because at least they weren't killed by your own, you know, decision. They were killed by the statistics. And guess what? Don't delete these ideas off your parking spot. Leave them there, because in 2-3 years, the market condition might change. Something might change. You might say, hey, I want to test this again. And at that point, it might become a viable strategy. Delete nothing. Record everything. All right? That's kind of the tip I'd give you here. So what if you're lucky enough, or, you know, it's not luck, you've worked for it, but what if you get to the point where you find a strategy that has potential? All right, you've reiterated after the first round of metrics, you found out that, hey, this is how I could tune it up. This is how I could get in at better levels. You know, maybe I had to open up my stop a little bit to encompass those trades where I got stopped out that would have went my way. Or maybe I have to close my stop off because I'm taking too much risk. What if you found a strategy that you've reiterated a few times, you've really cleaned it up, and the one pager is strong, and now it's giving you the kind of metrics that you want, all right, that fit with your style? Well, now you're on to gold, all right? You've really kind of hit a part where you could advance the strategy to the next phase. And that next phase is step five, live test this account in simulated environment. Now, what I want you to notice is, look at this, it's step five where you start sim trading. How many of you have come up with a strategy idea, flipped it on sim, and started testing, right? But really, you're skipping four really important steps. So this is step five. Once you've gotten something that the analytics support of the back test, move forward to live testing it. This step is super easy. Open the sim account and just trade the strategy live. All right, don't rely on the back testing engine. It's one thing to have a computer that executes trades without any emotion, and another for you to execute them. This is the difference in this phase. You're not relying on a computer to take all the trades. Now you have to do it. Can the strategy die here? For sure. Here's some reasons. You know, you might find that your strategy is great, but your mindset and character don't match it. You're like, hey, you know what? This is a great strategy, but I hate executing it. Even if it's profitable, I'm having to change myself too much to adapt to what I got to do for the strategy. The computer didn't care because computers don't care. They give you the output that you're looking for based on the input you provide. Mentally, though, you might be like, hey, you know what? This just isn't for me. I don't like it. I hate it. And that's fine. It's better to know that now and learn for free than blow out your account fighting for your ego to try to make it work. Right? This is a very, very important step. Another thing to keep in mind is you have to execute this strategy, not to try to be profitable on it, not to try to impress yourself, not to try to make it, you know, green from day one. You're executing it in sim for data creation only. You're only doing this in a live environment to create more data, this time with you executing at the controls. Don't force the profit. Don't change the rules to try to make the performance stand out or be better than, you know, you think it would be if you followed the rules. Just follow the damn rules. Because how you trade it right now is more than likely how you're going to start trading it live. So what do? Stick to the one pager 100% of the time, all right, on 100% of the trades. So here's what you do next. You start trading the strategy on sim until you decide, yeah, you know what? Now that I'm testing it live, it looked good on the computer, but now I'm testing it live, it isn't quite ready. All right, well, guess what you do? You arse it. You analyze, reiterate, or scrap it at this point. All right, or you realize in sim, I actually hate this strategy. Put it on pause. Come back to it later. Put it in the graveyard. Whatever you need to do. If you don't like trading it, don't do it. And the third one is, and this is the one that I wait for on my strategies, I can't stand doing sim trades anymore on this strategy because I really think it's well adapted to me and I've traded it so much and I know it works and I know how to execute it live. I'm confident and I just want to put it to the test already with live money. Okay, this is the point I like to sim trade a new strategy until I get that feeling. And then when you get that, you know you got something. All right. But remember, until that point, you're following the rules, you're following the process, you're not trying to cheat it, you're not trying to stretch it for unrealistic gains. All right, and then guess what? since you've been trading Sim and following the rules, now you've actually created a second data set that you could compare to the one the computer generated in step number three of backtesting with software. Why is that? Well, because now you have Sim results and you have a second set of metrics, but this time these are ones that you've created with your own hands, with your own mind, with your own decision-making in real time. And now you can analyze this data set as well. So step six is analyze and reiterate or scrap. Now in this step, you might not need to reiterate it, all right, or scrap it. If all is good and the performance is good and you feel good as the operator and the numbers haven't deviated much from the way that software backtested it, if what you've created is very similar to the idea you had or maybe different, but it's working, you know, good for you. You don't have to arse it here, but give yourself the option to arse it, because I'm going to be saying arse a lot in this podcast, because you want to do that final review. Because guess what? Step seven is now we're going to be live testing this with real money. So how do you start live testing with real money? You know, how much savings do you have? $100,000, put in $110,000, borrow 10 from your grandma, promise to pay her back twofold in 4 days, and YOLO in on the first trade. Of course not, right? Live test it with real money, but on small scale. So what you do here is a lot of brokers, all of them, have the ability to create a sub account for you. So open a new small account that's a sub account or use an existing one, all right? And make it a few times bigger than the required margin for just one contract per share. So when I say test it small, you're testing it with the smallest really multiplier that you can. If you have a triple entry strategy, you're gonna have to do it three lots. If everything's all in or all out, one lot. But the point here is to test it small enough that you can't go any smaller than what you're testing it with. All right, keep it small. What you want to focus on here is the execution for data here as well, all right, not the money. So this is the equivalent of the Sim test after the back test of the software, but now you're actually live testing it with real money. So you have the confidence of the back test that you did with the software. You know those results are good. You have the confidence of Sim trading because you traded it to the point that I just can't trade it anymore. It's too good. I have confidence. I'm ready to go. And now you're starting with the confidence that you're actually trading it small. So if things do blow up in a live environment, you're being a good risk manager by containing your loss to a very small fraction of the smallest fraction possible, really. All right. So as you start doing the real test, what are you testing for in live before you start making bigger trades? This is a common misconception. Once again, you're testing for profit. You want to get it to be around the same numbers as what your Sim back test was and also your software. Now, remember, market conditions change. It won't be exactly the same, but it should roughly be the same as what you've expected it to be. Okay, it shouldn't be a surprise here in the live section. If you're trading live and your results are much different than you did on Sim, this is 100% a psychology issue. All right, and I'm not talking about 1 or 2 days. Got to test it for at least a few weeks to give it an opportunity for statistics to do their part in averaging out. All right, but what you're really testing for here is your compatibility with this strategy. All right, you're testing to see how compatible is a strategy in the current market condition. And more importantly, you're testing your compatibility with the strategy directly. How compatible am I with this strategy? It's one thing to be compatible on Sim, where the money isn't real. It's another thing to be compatible with something in the real time and be congruent with it, with your emotions and values. Do they align with the strategy? All right. If it doesn't work the very first few days of live small scale testing, be patient. All right. Focus on the process. Execute the one pager 100% to the plan. All right. Think about this. Maybe you're starting at the absolute worst point of the strategy. Have some confidence. You know, the strategy is good overall. It should bounce back. If it's working, you know, you're lucky. If you've come up with an idea, didn't have to reiterate it, it was great. You went on Sim, didn't feel any emotion. You went live, you feel totally congruent. You're lucky to be at this point without any revisions. All right. If you do have any issues trading it live, arse it. All right. Analyze what you got, reiterate, and continue, or scrap the strategy. You know, you could still scrap it at this point. still small money. This is a cost of doing business. This is like Apple having research and development. All right, Apple will spend hundreds of millions of dollars researching and developing products, and we're not mad at them as shareholders. We're like, good. We want research and development for profit to continue. In fact, shareholders get upset when companies don't spend in research and development. This is your R&D department right here. Small scale, real money trading. All right. This is a step. Test it live until you get the confidence to move to the next step. All right. If you find in the live stage of this strategy that you're tweaking it too much, you're not following the plan, maybe you're still profitable, if you're changing the parameters, you're not following the one pager, you know, stop immediately. This is a big, big, big no-no, that it doesn't line up with your style, with your taste, with your appeal, with your way of analysis, with your way of trading, with your values, with your personality, with your character. It just doesn't line up. If you came up with money and time to get to step 7 of this strategy, and now live it feels uncomfortable, something's wrong. That's a big, big, big sign. Now, if you've gotten through this step, congratulations. This is a big, big moment. Now you move on to step 8. And these steps really finish off. This is the second last step. All right. And it's easy. What you got to do is review the live data, arse it basically one more time. Make sure you aren't missing anything. You know, recalibrate one last time. Look at the right performance metrics. You know, go deep, analyze it. Am I missing anything? I'm doing it live. It's making money. Am I missing anything? What period am I in? Is this a good period of strategy? Is this a bad one? Be critical of yourself and of your strategy. And if the results look good and you're confident, it's time to start giving this thing a little bit more attention and a little bit more of your live trading capital. So what you got to do here is not instantly scale up. It's a good way to blow out. So get confidence on a one lot, start trading it with 10. But the second last step of this strategy is create a scaling plan, right? What targets do you have to increase your trading size, right? Maybe it's time. Maybe it has to be profitable over a 2-month period, for example, before you scale it, right? Maybe it's return. Maybe you're a return kind of person. You're only motivated by the final result. Maybe wait until the account size is double or triple what you started with on the small amount. Quadruple, 5x, 10x, whatever it is, it doesn't matter as long as it's congruent to you. All right, maybe you're going to create a scaling plan to increase when you battle test it. You're going to say to yourself, I'm confident with a one lot or two or three micro lot, but maybe I'm going to wait till there's a particularly bad period for the strategy and I come out okay with the one lot before I start to increase the size. All right, some people need that for their confidence to know that they can make it through the worst. All right, maybe some people are more conservative and say, I'm going to do all three of them and more. Make sure that whatever you choose is what's going to give you the confidence in the strategy. This isn't as much of a technical exercise here, guys. It's a psychology mindset one. You're trying to match your personal motivations, values, and your personal style of performance to how you're going to scale this trading strategy. This is the step that I could help you the least in, because it depends what motivates you. In past times where you've had success, what was the motivating factor? All right, and that will tell you exactly what you're looking for before you start scaling. All right, and then step 9, the last step of this whole trading strategy, is just go beast mode, have some fun. All right, execute, follow the one pager, never let that one pager out of sight till you memorize it. And even then, keep it handy, because if you're not looking at it, you have the tendency to bend the rules to your liking and preference. All right, and then once you're trading it and you're scaling it, the only last step of this strategy, development process, and this step's very important. It goes on for as long as your strategy lives. All right, what you're doing is you're testing, reviewing, adjusting, trading, reviewing, adjusting every quarter, let's say every month, trading it, reviewing, adjusting, trading it until the point that you realize, hey, you know what, like this isn't working anymore. But guess what? By that point, every strategy has a shelf life. You know, there's some that have been around forever, but the one that you've created has a shelf life. It's going to die at some point, just like all of us. It's going to the graveyard. So what you got to do at this point is, you know, the market changed fast these days. You know, it might not last a long time. In some market conditions, it might last shorter span, others longer. Really depends on your strategy and how you've created it. Who cares though? This is why your ideas are important. This is why you have to have an idea parking spot. So as your current strategies run their shelf life, you're testing and creating new ones on the back end of your trading, you know, to succeed these strategies, to keep you profitable and in the game for 20, 30, 40 years, to make a career out of this. If you're going to ever make a career out of being a trader, it'll never be that one strategy that you have right now. You're going to have some that are better than others, but it'll never be the same strategy that keeps you going. Now, there are some traders who do trade one strategy and have traded it for like 30 years, and that's great, but even they have changed it. All right, and it doesn't mean you have to blow it up and start from scratch. You might have to change the filters. You might have to change the entry criteria. You're going to have to adjust it. So once you're trading the strategy successfully and scaling it according to your plan, you have to constantly review and adjust it as well. All right. And remember, what you got working right now is yesterday's work. The new strategy that's going to be gold of tomorrow, you're working on right now through your ideas, your parking spot, and progressing those ideas through this 9-step trade plan and creation and execution guide. All right, that's it. End of the day, I wish you guys luck. I'm doing this at the moment for two strategies myself. Check the show notes. I'll give you one of the one pagers I've created. And this is the early stages of it. I've revised it many times over now. But the revisions aren't important for you because those are revisions I've made on myself as an operator, as what I like to see. What's important is to see the detail required to get started with testing it when you have an idea. All right. And my final tips for you guys is this. This isn't the perfect process for every strategy. It's not like you heard of this podcast and now you're going to find a winner 100% guaranteed, but it's a perfect start. All right. Just like the strategy's got to be customized. Eventually, when you do this 3 or 4 times, you're going to find areas of how you can customize this whole process for yourself. All right. Maybe trend following strategies will have a different process. All right. Maybe range strategies will have a different process. It doesn't matter. You're going to customize this. All right. And even when you're profitable, tip number 3, the work doesn't stop. You got to constantly be working on new stuff to have an edge in this industry. All right. Tip number 4, always have ideas and move them through this process regularly. I would pick some dates and times to book on your calendar. This time of the year is perfect to plan for the next year. All right, we're literally ending a cycle, a calendar year, and starting a new one. This is the time to do this. All right. The money today in trading is a result of yesterday's hard work. All right. So what are you doing today? I'll leave you guys with that. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. And thank you all for your support. I'll see you on the next episode. Hopefully you've enjoyed this one. And hopefully, you know, you have some time this holiday to put towards improving yourself, reviewing your strategy, and working on the newest and greatest ones that help you stay profitable and at peak performance for years to come. Thank you for listening to the Mind Over Markets podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes and help us reach more like-minded traders. If you want to learn to trade like professionals at the top institutions, check out our development programs and trading rooms at tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, manage that risk and trade like a trade pro. Sending you love, joy, and happiness. Take care and goodbye.